Suffolk News, Friday, January 2nd, 2015. Archbishop of Peckham cleared of raping follower, but Gilbert Deya could still be extradited to his native Kenya. A controversial African preacher has been cleared of raping one of his followers. Self-styled Archbishop of Peckham, Gilbert Deya, 61, vowed to continue his mission to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ after the Old Bailey cleared him of two accounts of rape, two of sexual assault, attempted rape, and assault by beating, after nearly 5 hours of deliberations on December 18th. Deya said, "This court has today rightly ruled that I am an innocent man," after he stood accused of sexually assaulting one of his followers during an alleged campaign of abuse spanning nearly a decade. The alleged victim came to Britain from Sierra Leone in 2003 and visited Deya's church in Peckham in 2006. She was convinced he was the only man who could cure voices in her head that were preventing her from sleeping, jurors heard. The first rape was said to have happened in late 2006 or early 2007, and Deya was also accused of groping the woman's daughter by groping her breasts. Deya vehemently denied all the charges against him. A jury of 11 men and one woman cleared him of all but two counts of anal rape, for which Judge Nick Madge had already directed not guilty verdicts at Inner London Crown Court. The preacher, who runs Gilbert Deya Ministries, which is said to have a UK membership of 36,000, from an industrial estate in Ormside Street in Peckham, is also wanted by the Kenyan authorities over alleged baby-snatching ring in his native Kenya. The Kenyan government alleges he stole five children between 1999 and 2004, and Home Secretary Theresa May ruled extradition should go ahead 3 years ago. It is thought that the Foreign Office remains in negotiation with Kenyan authorities over Deya's extradition after he exhausted all avenues of appeal. After his acquittal, the preacher claimed he was now a free man and could not be extradited back to Kenya, and accused the Home Office of closing their ears to his protestations of innocence. "They wanted to extradite me, but I told them they were wrong. I cannot be commanded to return to Kenya because there is no case against me," but the Home Office blindly closed their mind, said Deya. A Home Office spokesperson said today, "Following the Secretary of State's decision to uphold the order for Mr. Deya's extradition, his legal team made further representations. These representations are currently being carefully considered."